I didn't say act dead, I said act helpless. Like this. Mameha put on a dazed look as if she couldn't make up her mind even where she should point her eyes, and kept her hand to her cheek as though she were feeling faint. She made me imitate that look until she was satisfied. I began my performance as the driver helped me to the entrance of the hospital. Mameha walked beside me, tugging my robe this way and that to be sure I still looked attractive. We entered through the swinging wooden doors and asked for the hospital director. Mameha said he was expecting us. Finally, a nurse showed us down a long hallway to a dusty room with a wooden table and a plain folding screen blocking the windows. While we waited, Mameha took off the towel she'd wrapped around my leg and threw it into a wastebasket. "Remember, Sayuri," she nearly hissed. "We want the doctor to see you looking as innocent and as helpless as possible. Lie back and try to look weak." I had no difficulty at all with this. A moment later, the door opened and in came Dr. Crab. Of course, his name wasn't really Dr. Crab, but if you'd seen him, I'm sure the name would have occurred to you, because he had his shoulders hunched up and his elbows sticking out so much he couldn't have done a better imitation of a crab if he'd made a study of it. He even led with one shoulder when he walked, just like a crab moving along sideways. He had a mustache on his face and was very pleased to see Mameha, though more with an expression of surprise in his eyes than with a smile. Dr. Crab was a methodical and orderly man. When he closed the door, he turned the handle first so the latch wouldn't make noise, and then gave an extra press on the door to be sure it was shut. After this, he took a case from his coat pocket and opened it very cautiously, as though he might spill something if he wasn't careful, but all it contained was another pair of glasses. When he'd exchanged the glasses he wore, he replaced the case in his pocket and then smoothed his coat with his hands. Finally, he peered at me and gave a brisk little nod, whereupon Mameha said, "I'm so sorry to trouble you, Doctor, but Sayuri has such a bright future before her, and now she's had the misfortune of cutting her leg. What with the possibility of scars and infections and the like, well, I thought you were the only person to treat her."
"Just so," said Dr. Crab. "Now perhaps I might have a look at the injury."
"I'm afraid Sayuri gets weak at the sight of blood, Doctor," Mameha said. "It might be best if she simply turned away and let you examine the wound for yourself. It's on the back of her thigh."
"I understand perfectly. Perhaps you'd be kind enough to ask that she lie on her stomach on the examination table?"
I couldn't understand why Dr. Crab didn't ask me himself, but to seem obedient, I waited until I'd heard the words from Mameha. Then the doctor raised my robe almost to my hips and brought over a cloth and some sort of smelly liquid which he rubbed on my thigh before saying, "Sayuri-san, please be kind enough to tell me how the wound was inflicted.